KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a few light scattered clouds. It's 46 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 61. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for well over 75 years. In state news, the vast majority of eligible state and local government workers and bargaining units have voted to retain their union representation. Danny Holman is president of the Iowa Local for the American Federation of State, Council, and Municipal Employees, or the AFSCME Union.
I'm elated.
And the state law requires recertification votes before each round of the contract talks with public sector workers. Over the past 2 weeks, members of the 436 local bargaining units have voted to remain in their union. State officials say 32 bargaining units will be dissolved as a result of the balloting. 98% of the locals represented by the Iowa State Education Association retained the union. The AFSCME union faced recertification votes in 42 bargaining units. Of those, 42 units will no longer be represented by AFSCME. Two of the four eligible Carroll County Conservation Board employees voted yes, and a third cast a void ballot. Holman, though, is challenging the decision on that particular ballot.
With all the problems there were in this voting process, I'm ecstatic. It just proves what we've been saying all along. Folks want to have a say at the table. Folks want to have a say in their terms and conditions of employment. Most of our elections, all but one of them, they weren't even close.
As a result of this month's voting, the Service Employees International Union will no longer represent nearly 200 nurses at Broadlawns Hospital in Des Moines. About a third of the 32 bargaining units that will be dissolved were part of the Teamster Union, representing bus drivers, county jail employees, and road crews. The Iowa State Education Association will no longer represent teachers in Glidden-Ralston, North Lynn, and the Sigourney school districts. A majority of the teachers who voted in those districts cast ballots to stay in the union, but teachers who did not cast ballots were counted as no votes under the new state rules. The Iowa State Education Association President Tammy Warrow called that an unreasonable standard. Holman, the AFSCME union's Iowa president, says it's an unfair hurdle.
I think people are just mad as heck at the Republicans that did this to them.
More than 28,000 Iowans cast ballots over the past 2 weeks in those recertification elections. If their public sector employers negotiate a one-year contract, there will be another round of voting like this a year from now. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday received an update from two local men with regard to the use of utility terrain vehicles, or UTVs, on county roads. Dennis Murphy from Nishna Valley Cycle appeared before the board back in May 11, 2016, and at that time asked the board to consider moving forward with enacting an ordinance to allow any licensed driver to operate registered, insured, all-terrain utility and off-road vehicles on Cass County secondary roadways for recreational use. The ordinance would not restrict eligible farm use. The goal, he said, was to make it legal for vehicles to be on the county roadways, those ATVs and UTVs. The board had taken the request under advisement at that time and asked for more research. Well, during Wednesday's meeting, Murphy and Rob Thornton, also from MVC, came back with the ordinance samples from various counties, including Carroll, Crawford, Buchanan, and Iowa counties in northwest Iowa.
Some of these counties will get as sophisticated as naming the streets you can ride them on. Some, like Carroll and Crawford, are pretty simple. They just name this ordinance designates streets and portion roadways where they may ride. All streets and highways except state highways, as an example, in Carroll County, are hereby designated to be riding trails.
Murphy said some counties require a current DNR registration sticker on the vehicle. Some have minimum age limits, and some require insurance, and so on. Those annual stickers from the DNR, he said, cost $75. Cass County engineer Charles Bechtold told the board the same subject just happened to have been covered at a recent ISAC, or Iowa State Association of Counties, meeting, in accordance with many different agencies.
You know, as far as our office is concerned, the safety concern is, now we got to watch for them, and they got to watch for us. And so politically, I say, you know, I'm opposed to it. But, you know, they're out there anyway doing it, like you said. And like you mentioned, you know, the lights, there might be more regulations. They might have lights on it, chance for enforcement. So I'm not opposed to it. I think, like I said, they're out there doing it now. And like you said, if they got to get insurance, I think that'd be great. So like I said, if they hit us and we hit them, you know, there's some liability or some so that's taken care of.
UTV operators would have to obey the rules of the road just like motorists. And to that end, the supervisors and Murphy agreed that the machines should have certain safety features if not already equipped with them, like headlights and taillights. They could also be required to be outfitted with marker flags, turn signals, and mirrors. The main thing that Murphy would like to see is that the ordinance specify the machines be registered and have clearly visible tags for identification in the event they're operating illegally or irresponsibly. Auditor Dale Sunderman says Delaware County has an ordinance that passed in May of 2016, which is very thorough and a good place from where to start Cass County's ordinance. Dennis Murphy said that he and Thornton will come back in a couple of weeks or so with a draft ordinance, incorporating some of the better ideas in the ordinances that were mentioned during Wednesday's discussion. Cass County Conservation Director Micah Lee on Wednesday presented his quarterly report to the Board of Supervisors. Lee said they've been busy with campground maintenance at Cold Springs State Park near Lewis. That includes the installation of some new fire rings and grills for cooking. Others will be installed in the camping areas after the park closes for the season at the end of this month and winterization begins. They also have begun to renovate the interior of the pit toilets.
T-Bone Trail, we constantly trimming trees along it, vegetation control. West Nottoway food plots, we got those all mowed up and ready for the dove season, which is it's going on. We'll go ahead and mow them completely off here, and we'll probably spray some new plots this fall, burn them down with Roundup, so they'll be ready for we can get them tilled up next spring. We're going to try to get into a little more of a rotation, get a few more food plots, and we'll go what was in sunflowers this year, we'll put into soybeans and some new plots for sunflowers and the dove hunting next year.
Lee says they'll have to deal with some large cracks in the paved T-Bone Trail at some point in the near future. Conservation Department crews, he said, have been cleaning up downed trees in the Pellet Memorial Woods walking path area.
We're getting into a grant with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources and doing some invasive species management. Basically, how it's going to work is they will provide us with some assistance, whether it's mechanical help, chemical, or not. As long as we can use those areas as kind of a demonstration area for private landowners and other folks within the area.
Micah also provided an update on the Cass County Outdoor Classroom.
I've been doing quite a bit of work out there. The Friends group they've been putting in a lot of money in the area. We did some work along the south side of the shelter there. Some of the dirt was actually up on the steel building, which is not good. And then we kind of have a little bit of a ditch dug to divert the water away from the building. We were having issues with some water getting in a little inside, and the floor was terrible, and that's what the Friends group did. They paid to have a whole new concrete put in the shelter, so the old floor had been in there before the county ever owned it. They got that replaced. They did a really nice job, and so hopefully that'll last a long time. And when they did that, they did a kind of a curbed handicap access along the south side as well.
And he reported that Cass County naturalist Laura Canning has been very busy with her programs.
She gave 154 programs and saw 3,040 people this last quarter.
In other news, Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson said in his report that there were two arrests this past week and one non-injury accident. Taken into custody October 18th was 23-year-old Nicholas Renner of Atlantic. Renner was arrested on a Cass County warrant for driving while license suspended. And on October 22nd, 39-year-old Leanne Harris of Lewis was arrested in Atlantic for theft in the fifth degree or shoplifting and providing false information. Both subjects were booked into the Cass County jail. There were also no injuries reported following an accident Tuesday afternoon at 7th and Hospital Drive. Chief Erickson said a vehicle driven by Marie Olson of Atlantic was traveling eastbound on 7th at around 1:30 p.m. Tuesday and into the turning lane to make a left-hand turn at the Hy-Vee Shopping Plaza entrance. A vehicle driven by Nathan Brown of Atlantic was westbound on 7th. When Olson attempted to make the left turn, her vehicle was struck by Brown's vehicle on the left front side. Damage from the collision amounted to $9,000. Olson was cited for failure to yield upon making a left turn. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.